Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'll be your host today as we go through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. Firstly, in a follow-up piece to our recent commentary on the cruise ship industry, TXF Intelligence has taken a deep dive into its data on ECA-backed cruise ship financings over the past 6 years to illustrate the scale of the challenge facing operators in the post-pandemic era. Now, over on our premium news offering for export and project finance, we begin with news that sponsors of the 100-megawatt Shokpar wind power plant in Kazakhstan are out to development banks to fund the scheme. Proposed financing currently includes support from the EBRD, the AIIB, and the Clean Technology Fund. Further details on the project financing of Scotland's 882-megawatt Moray West offshore wind farm have come to light. £2 billion of non-recourse debt has been arranged with a syndicate of banks, including a loan guarantee from Exfin for the export of advanced cables from Nexans. US Exim has ended speculation over its involvement in the $6 billion Balikpapan refinery deal by announcing a $99.7 million package to support facility expansion and safety upgrades. Sachi has backed a 70 million euro investment by Intesa San Paolo in Bending Spoons, one of Italy's most successful app developers. The money will aid the company's foreign expansion through the purchase of assets in the US, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. Now onto the news in commodities and trade. Gulfport Energy has completed its spring borrowing base redetermination with an amended $900 million reserve-based lending facility. The financing will support further acquisitions of oil and gas properties. Pierre Lassonde, the Canadian mining veteran, has made an offer to purchase Teck Resources' coal business in an effort to thwart Glencore's merger proposal. Lassonde has said that he has no shortage of support from investors and government officials who would like to ensure that Teck remains a Canadian business. Russian bank National Bank Trust is suing a group of commodity traders for over $1 billion. It has accused Cargill, Louis Dreyfus, Bunger, Quadra, Zhangbo, and Liberty Commodities of willfully participating in dissipating funds during the 2017 bailout of Bank Trust's predecessors, Rostbank and BNN Bank. The pipeline of major M&A deals in mining grew this week as it was announced that Alchem and Livent has agreed to merge in an all-stock deal that will create a $10.6 billion lithium giant, the fifth largest in the world. And finally, BNP Paribas has vowed to end its financing for new oil and gas fields ahead of its annual shareholder meeting. It will also phase out all financing for non-diversified oil companies. The bank has set a target of cutting 80% of its oil exploration financing by 2030. That's all for now, folks. As always, thanks very much for tuning in. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Hope you have a great week.